This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Since 1996, the power pop group Fountains of Wayne has been producing witty and tightly crafted pop songs about life, love, human foibles, and failure.
They opened up a bar called Living Hell. Right from the start, it didn't go too well.
This is Richie and Reuben from Fountains of Wayne. It's about a couple of on-the-make entrepreneurs who aren't nearly as smart as they think.
Fountains of Wayne's latest CD is called Sky Full of Holes. The band was formed by songwriters Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger, who met as students at Williams College in Williamstown, Mass.
Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger joined us in the studio recently to talk about the new album and to play a few songs from it. And that's the song Richie and Reuben off the new CD called Sky Full of Holes from Fountains of Wayne. Rock critic Ken Tucker said on Fresh Air recently that Fountains of Wayne is without doubt the finest contemporary pop rock band in America. High praise indeed. And joining us now are longtime musical collaborators Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne. Welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have both of you in here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
What a privilege. So there's such a distinct sound to your songs and group, and I wanted to ask you about your biggest influences. When I hear your stuff, I think you reflect a legacy of really sort of wonderful and clever songwriters, and I just throw some names out. The Beatles, Randy Newman, even Elvis Costello. The names like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of those.
All of those.
Yeah. People we like.
Good.
Yes.
Who else?
I mean, there's so many examples. I mean,
Squeeze. We did a tour with Squeeze for a while. That's definitely. Did you mention Squeeze already?
Maybe I didn't mention Squeeze, no.
Neil Finn, who's from Crowded House and Split Ends, big fans of his. I mean, we both really also listen to a lot of other sort of classic 60s stuff like the Beach Boys and the Zombies and
the Hollies.
Yeah, that whole era.
What I love about your songs is they're so well rendered. They tell real stories about such real sounding people. And that song we were just listening to, Richie and Reuben, for example, two guys who open a bar called Living Hell. And then the lyric goes, right from the start, it didn't go too well. They got robbed blind by half the wait staff, 6 short weeks, and they were forced to sell.
Not the end, but it sounds like the end.
Do you feel you know these people that you sing about? I mean,
a lot of times, even if they're fictional characters, which they are in this case,
sure.
They're sort of composites of different people that I've known. There's been some cases where we actually literally write about people we know. Like on the first record, Chris wrote a song as a present for a friend of his named Joe Ray, and the song is called Joe Ray. So he even got his first and last name in the song. But
listeners, we're talking to Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. And guys, what are you going to play for us?
This is a new song, and it's called A Road Song.
Great.
We're still in Wisconsin, as far as I know. Today was Green Bay and tomorrow Chicago. Wish I was lying, but there isn't much to report. My phone is dying, so I've got to keep it short. I just wanted to say, hey, I've been writing you a road song. It's a cliche, but hey, that doesn't make it so wrong. And in between the stops at the Cracker Barrel and 40 movies with Will Ferrell, I need some way to occupy my time. So I'm writing you a road song, I sure hope you don't mind. Ooh, 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 ooh. I bought you a light blue t-shirt last night from some band I couldn't stand, but their logo's alright. Some kid threw a bottle on stage, he had an arm like a pro. I know it's getting late, I guess I should let you go. But did I happen to say, hey, I've been writing you a road song, don't run away. 'Cause hey, I promise it won't be too long. I know it's not what you'd call necessary, and I know that I'm no Steve Perry. And even if you roll your eyes and groan, I'm still writing you a road song that you can call your own.
Really nice.
Thank you.
That's a road song sung by Chris Collinwood, Adam Schlesinger of the band Fountains of Wayne. Thank you guys so much for being in here. Do you enjoy touring?
We love playing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Being in the car is not so fun.
Sure. Yeah. I was reading a little bit, a previous interview that you did a while ago about touring, and you were talking about your favorite cities to play in. You mentioned the big cities as being the best, L.A., New York, Chicago. I didn't know what you thought about Boston, though. I felt sort of left out.
Boston's always been great for us, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a second home for the band. We've done a lot of recording here.
You know, we used to live here, both of us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we lived in Somerville right when we got out of college. And
it's my town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We lived in your attic. You didn't even know.
But that's whose guitar that is. Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. That song you just sang, a road song, it's got such a sweet sort of melancholy sound of what it's like to be stuck on the road. Anyone who's done work that's required them to be on the road, I think, can identify with it. And I love that line where you say, I bought you a light blue t-shirt last night from some band I couldn't stand, but their logo's all right.
That happens a lot. Some bands have cool logos.
I've been there. I've bought those t-shirts. Yeah. I'm curious about your process. Does the music come first, then the words, or the other way around?
You know, in my case, it's never either or. Mm-hmm. Kind of the best ideas kind of seem to come out as a chunk, and then it's sort of like inspiration, perspiration, you know, that cliche.
Sure.
So kind of like, you know, the initial idea comes out at once, and then there's a lot of homework involved after that.
What about for you, Adam?
I think for me, I usually, for whatever reason, seem to start with lyrics. Maybe not an entire lyric, but I need some. I mean, music comes much easier to me than lyrics do, and so if I have a line that I like, I usually have confidence that ultimately I'll figure out how to set it musically, and sometimes I try different approaches. But I like having an initial lyrical idea to build from.
And do you guys, I mean, again, this band has such a terrific sound that is of the band as opposed to Chris's sound and Adam's sound. I'm curious how you bring them together. Do you write together and sort of go line to line together? And then
we actually have almost never done that. We did it a couple of times in the early days, but we write completely separately. I mean, we both write music and lyrics, but we don't really work. We don't live in the same state anymore. I live in New York. He lives in Massachusetts. And but I think there's always been a conscious effort to put the band sound ahead of anything else. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons that Chris sings all the songs, my songs too. And you know, it also comes from Brian Young and Jody Porter, the other two guys in the band. They have very distinct playing styles. And we always felt like the band should have an identity more than anything else.
And, you know, he was also talking earlier about how we've influenced each other since we've known each other for 20 years. And it used to be the case that people could tell which songs were mine and which were his. And I think lately that's not really true anymore. Our song, people can't really figure out who wrote the song.
And that's something you like it that way, because you want.
I mean, we'll tell them if they ask.
Yeah.
For a small fee.
Well, I'm just curious. Okay, I was about to go down that road of questioning, but I think I won't, because there's nothing in my wallet. Are you going to play us another song? What are you going to play us?
A song called "Cemetery Guns," which is about a military funeral.
And on the record, it has a marching snare, but since we don't have that here, I'm gonna pretend to do that on my guitar top here with my fingers.
I'm so glad you're doing this song. This is a hauntingly beautiful song, I think so. Great. Cemetery Guns, Fountains of Wayne, here on Radio Boston. Take it away.
Elizabeth, that thunder cloud is creeping up the Empire Hill. There's shadows on the overpass and puddles in the old dirt path. Peoria lay silent still in the belly of the overgrown. All quiet on the open plain, footprints to the family plot. Evermore will restless sorrow sleep in a broken heap. Cemetery guns go bang, 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 shooting all the sky for holes. 21 times in a row for the blue war widow in the gray raincoat on the green grass down below. Fathers came and settled where the ground was flat. Drew water from the Indian wells, cut timber from the rolling fells. Granddaddy-o led hearth and home for oil in the company gears. No rest for the errant ones, Godspeed their reckless sons. Whoevermore play there for father's hands on the foreign sands. Cemetery guns go bang, 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 shooting all the sky for holes. 21 times in a row for the blue war widow in the gray raincoat on the green grass down below. Cemetery guns go bang, 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 shooting all the sky for holes. 21 times in a row for the blue war widow in the gray raincoat on the green grass down below.
Such a pretty song. Thank you so much. That's Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne singing Cemetery Guns off their new CD, Sky Full of Holes. So pretty. Can you talk a little bit about that, Adam, or Chris, about that song? It's haunting, it's beautiful, it's sad, and there's sort of a it reflects a mood of sadness that I think runs through a lot of the songs on this particular CD.
You know, it's funny, that's for all the lighthearted kind of business in our band and, yeah. and the songs with a sense of humor. I'm a pretty dour guy in general. Yeah. I spend a lot of time reading books about death. And
he's actually weeping right now.
I'm weeping.
I see this on the radio.
I think that, you know, it's okay to sort of step outside your comfort zone and write about things that you're thinking about that aren't typically associated with the band. So.
And Adam, what can you tell us about that song?
Well, it's a song that Chris wrote, obviously, and when he brought it in, I immediately really loved it, even though it was very different from stuff we've done before. And it was actually one of the earlier ones that we put together for this record, and especially when we put the band in and with did an arrangement of it, it really came to life right away. And I just think it's a unique and great song.
It's beautiful. And the production that you have on the CD with the military snare drums, it really adds something to it. It's quite something. I'm interested in sort of the overarching idea that informs and influences Sky Full of Holes, the new CD. Is there an idea that sort of knits these songs together? Do you think of a CD that way?
I mean, musically, we definitely do. And on a musical front, we talked before we started this record of trying to make it a little more organic sounding and a little bit more open sounding than some of our other records. So there's definitely more of an emphasis on acoustic guitar and piano and harmony vocals as opposed to, you know, when we started out, we were almost like categorized as like the punk pop or something like
right.
It was very more aggressive, and you know, so I mean, I think there's still a lot of energy on this record, but we found it maybe in different ways, and but lyrically, we don't really plan out a theme for a record. Sometimes it happens by accident.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people who decide that a record is about something, and of course they do, because it's a collection of 13 songs.
Sure.
And the human tendency is to ascribe some sort of grand overarching theme to it.
Like Paradise Theater by Styx,
yeah,
for example.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually when those things work out for better or for worse, it's an afterthought, the themes that people notice.
But I do think that, you know, when you're in a writing mode, there's certain things that are just kind of running through your brain a lot, and they tend to work themselves into several songs at once.
Well, one of the reasons I ask it is just because of the way the music industry is changing. I mean, to me, this CD feels like such a cohesive whole, like many good CDs do. But, you know, it's rarer and rarer that people are buying these CDs sort of as a whole, you know, with the ability to sort of pick tunes on iTunes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do you think about that, or are you sort of...
We do. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all grew up in an era where the album was the thing. And
right.
even if that's not the case for a lot of people now, I don't think we can get out of that mindset so easily.
Yeah, it really is a shame about iPod Shuffle, you know, and the fact that people don't get in the rhythm of a full album anymore. It's really a tragedy.
Well, guys, our time is running low. Let me just ask one question before we sort of play out on something. What are you working on next? What's the next step for both of you and for Fountains of Wayne?
I think we're going to be touring for the foreseeable future, and then, I don't know, we'll see after that.
Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. Their latest album is Sky Full of Holes. And let's end the show today with a song called Acela. This is about a bored guy riding to Boston on the Acela, realizing his girlfriend isn't going to be joining him as planned.
Massachusetts, and then it's coming back. And it's entertaining by New Haven once you have your.
That's it for today. Hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving. Coming up on tomorrow's all-new Radio Boston, lute musician Julia Easterlin and a Western Mass author tells us the key to creativity: slow down.
Hope that's happening for all of you today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Dan Mossy, and Jason Breslow. We received extra help this week from producer Kate Osborne.
Our interns are Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagne.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Happy Thanksgiving, and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.